Hello, it's Easter Friday, whatever that's called, Good Friday, and I'm laying in bed with Shuni Scrumptious.
I've got a sneeze up my nose.
And that sneeze has probably been forced there by the smell of my farts, because I've been farting all night, and it smells largely of fried egg, which I had for lunch on Thursday.
It wants to stay up there.
We're going to get up in a minute and have a little breakfast. I think I'm going to eat some hot cross buns today, because Jesus died so that we could have hot cross buns. True story.
He made them for us.
He did, it's true. And Shuni has a bit of a theory on the hot cross buns and the whole Easter bunny thing, don't you, Shun?
He went to a cave.
And?
He made all the Easter eggs as a surprise for Sunday, so that's what he's doing on the Saturday. And then I'm not sure if he comes out as the Easter bunny to gift us all the eggs, or I was thinking a giant squirrel would be fun, but I think more probably a giant chicken.
Yeah, it's a bit strange, the whole giant rabbit thing. Why isn't he just a giant chicken to shit out all these giant eggs?
Because he's Jesus, and I think he can just choose which outfit he wants.
That's pretty cool. That's like he's got a really big dressing up box of biblical stuff.
In the cave.
In the cave.
Yeah.
Has nobody spotted this cave? Nobody been in it? Gone, oh look, there's a massive dressing up box there with Jesus' property, do not touch, written on it.
I think maybe Mary just keeps him in there for him. That's why she puts the rock in front, just to keep him all hidden.
So you think Mary locked her son in a cave?
She is part of the conspiracy.